The United States has a gun problem. Whatever you may think about the subject, the number of people killed by guns each year speaks for itself. Just look. When it comes to annual gun deaths from all causes, homicide, suicide, accidents, the only place worse than the US is Brazil. Looked at another way, firearm deaths per 100,000 people, the United States drops down the list. Any way you look at it, gun violence in the United States is so bad that President Biden calls it an epidemic. Can he, can anyone come up with a cure? In the US, the question of gun control always comes back to the Second Amendment to the Constitution, which guarantees people the right to bear arms. That means any effort to find a cure to the gun epidemic is a political minefield. Most Americans say they want stricter gun laws. Where they disagree is on how to go about that. Only when they accept that some form of gun control is the answer can they start to consider what those laws may look like. Let's look at two countries with strict but very different approaches to gun control. First, Sweden, where they have a lot of guns. With just under 10 million people, there are almost 3 million guns in circulation. Almost all types of weapons are available. But Sweden licenses guns a lot like other countries license cars and drivers. You can own up to 6 guns, but can get even more with special permission. On top of being trained, gun owners in Sweden must store their firearms safely. Guns have to be locked in a vault, not stored under your car seat. Responsibility in Sweden goes even further. Convicted of a felony, beat your wife, under a restraining order, drive drunk. You guessed it, no guns for you. Unfortunately, despite those controls, Sweden has experienced a surge in gun violence tied to criminal gangs and illegal drug activity. Guns killed 47 people last year, which was a record. It's a very different story in the UK. The UK has banned almost all weapons except hunting rifles and shotguns. That means no automatic or semi-automatic weapons, no handguns, no bolt action or multi-fire weapons. In short, the UK has limited the availability of weapons more than almost any other country. And like Sweden, gun owners have to register with the police, undergo background checks, and have regular visits from the police, who inspect their gun cabinets and ammo lockers. The result? The United Kingdom has one of the lowest rates of deaths from gun violence in the world, around 30 people a year. So is the answer to bring in laws that limit who can own a gun, or laws that take them out of circulation completely? Hard to say. They both seem to work. But let's be clear. When it comes to the US, we're not going to be talking about a near total ban on guns. That may be a solution for some countries, but the United States Constitution makes that impossible. That doesn't mean it isn't time Americans stared down the barrel and accepted they have a gun problem, and that tougher gun laws are the prescription needed to end the epidemic of violence.